Contemplation of the Lotus Throne. The Buddha said to Ananda and Videhi, "Listen carefully. Listen carefully and ponder deeply. I will expound for you the method of removing suffering. Bear my words in mind and explain them to the multitude of beings. When these words were spoken, Amitayus appeared in the air above. Attended on his left and right by the two Mahasattvas, Avalokiteshvara and Mahasthamaprapta. So brilliant was their radiance that it was impossible to see them in detail. They could not be compared even with 100,000 nuggets of gold from the Jambu River. After she had this vision of Amitayus, Videhi knelt down in worship at Shakyamuni's feet and said to him, "World-honored one, through your power, I have been able to see Amitayus and the two bodhisattvas. But how can sentient beings of the future see them?" The Buddha said to Videhi, "Those who wish to see that Buddha should form an image of a lotus flower on the seven jeweled ground. They visualize each petal of this flower as having the colors of 100 jewels. And 84,000 veins, like a celestial painting. With 84,000 rays of light issuing forth from each vein. They should visualize all of these clearly and distinctly. Its smaller petals are 250 yohanas in both length and breadth. This lotus flower has 84,000 large petals. Between the petals, there are 100 kotis of King Mani gems as illuminating adornments. Each Mani gem emits 1,000 rays of light, which, like canopies of the seven jewels, cover the entire earth. The dais is made of chakra abhilagna mani gems and is decorated with 80,000 diamonds, Kamshuka gems, Brahma mani gems, and also with exquisite pearl nets. On the dais, four columns with jeweled banners spontaneously arise, each appearing to be as large as 1,000 million kotis of Mount Sumeru's. On the columns rests a jeweled canopy, similar to that in the palace of the Yama Heaven. They are also adorned with 500 kotis of excellent gems, each emitting 84,000 rays, shining in 84,000 different tints of golden color. Each golden light suffuses this jeweled land and transforms itself everywhere into various forms, such as diamond platforms, nets of pearls, and nebulous clusters of flowers. In all the 10 directions, it transforms itself into anything according to one's wishes and performs the activities of the Buddha. This is the visualizing of the Lotus Throne and is known as the seventh contemplation. The Buddha further said to Ananda, "This majestic lotus flower was originally produced by the power of the Bhikshu Dharmakara's vow. Those who wish to see the Buddha Amitayus should first practice this contemplation of the flower throne. In doing so, do not contemplate it in a disorderly way." Visualize the objects one by one. Each petal, each gem, each ray of light, each dais and each column. See all of these as clearly and distinctly as if you were looking at your own image in a mirror. When this contemplation is accomplished, the evil karma which you have committed during 500 kotis of kalpas of samsara will be extinguished, and you will certainly be born in the land of utmost bliss. To practice in this way is called the correct contemplation, and to practice otherwise is incorrect.